There's a newly published study on another group within the Catholic Church that's been victimized by sexual abuse. A survey conducted by researchers at St. Louis University indicates that 40% of American nuns may have experienced some form of sexual trauma. In many cases, it involved other Catholic clergy. From St. Louis, NPR's Greg Allam reports.
The survey was originally published in 1998 in a religious journal, but at the time it received no attention from the mainstream press. The author's failure to alert the media was deliberate. The study was conducted in cooperation with the Leadership Conference of Women Religious, an umbrella group representing the nation's nuns. In return for their cooperation, the sisters had one stipulation, that the researchers would not seek publicity for what the nuns feared could turn into a lurid national story. Sister Sherry Coleman is part of the leadership at the Franciscan Sisters of Mary, an order of nuns based in St. Louis. Her order is one of several that worked closely with the researchers and even helped pay for the study. She says for at least a decade, religious orders had been dealing with sexual abuse among their members and felt it was an issue that had to be treated with privacy and respect.
We had been aware of situations within our congregation, different sisters who had experienced some sexual abuse and really did what we could as a congregation to help them within their physical health, their spiritual and mental health to get the help they needed.
With the help of the Leadership Conference of Women Religious, in 1996, researchers at St. Louis University, a Catholic institution, sent surveys to 2,500 nuns in more than 100 congregations across the country. About half of the surveys were returned, providing the first and only hard data of any kind on sexual abuse within the American Catholic Church. Researcher John Chibnall says for the most part, the experience of the nuns mirrored that of women in society at large. Nearly 20% reported being sexually abused as children. And Chibnall says nearly 3 in 10 reported some form of sexual trauma after entering the convent.
It ran the gamut from just being continuously pestered in a sexual way to having long-term exploitive sexual relationships.
As in most cases of sexual abuse, Chibnall says for the nuns, the perpetrators were often people they trusted most. In the cases of abuse when they were children, family members.
But once they got into the order, the primary form of sexual abuse was at the hands of a priest, generally acting in the role of a spiritual director, which is a very vulnerable situation, and other nuns.
In comments returned as part of the surveys, many of the nuns told their stories. Some said the survey brought back painful memories. One sister wrote that as part of her treatment for severe depression, her therapist, a priest, suggested she engage in sexual experimentation, and she began a relationship with another nun. Others wrote about being molested by priests and other counselors. In their comments, many of the nuns thanked the researchers, saying that while it was extremely difficult to fill out the survey, they recognized it was important and that it even helped them personally. One nun wrote, "I have been in the throes of trying to end a relationship with a person who initiated me into behavior of this kind." Another wrote, "I have buried this secret for 70 years, and now I was called to face it."
The average length of time before these sisters spoke of the abuse was more than 33 years. We found that very, very disturbing.
Ann Wolf was a graduate student at St. Louis University when she came up with the idea for the study. She says talking about sexual abuse is difficult for anyone, but she found many of the nuns repressed their experiences out of guilt and for other reasons.
They would certainly not want to file complaints in the case of exploitation or harassment because they've given their whole life to the church. Where else are they going to go? They're not going to go work somewhere else. They have to weigh the gains and the losses, and filing a complaint gives them very little gain, and they have everything to lose.
At the Franciscan Sisters of Mary Convent in St. Louis, a few dozen nuns gather in the chapel for an afternoon prayer service. The order has about 160 members across the country, working in hospitals, with teenaged mothers, and with women who've experienced domestic violence. Sister Sherry Coleman says for her and others in the order's leadership, the results of that St. Louis University study were not a surprise. Her order and others already had procedures in place and ample experience in dealing with sexual abuse among their members. But she says the survey is a reminder that nuns dedicated to a life of service cannot be protected from society's problems, including sexual abuse.
And I think the study, one thing that it did do positively was maybe to make sisters feel and women feel that, hey, it's okay, you know, to acknowledge this and I'm not the only one, and to know that there was a supportive community out there.
After the results of the survey were in, John Chibnall says copies were sent to all the orders that participated, and for some, his team of researchers conducted follow-up seminars. He says the nuns he worked with were committed to preventing future sexual abuse and to making sure they had a system in place to deal with it when it occurred.
So I have no doubt that the orders are okay. It's the church in general that, you know, we've heard nothing from them. We've heard nothing from the archdiocese about our work, about the article in the paper, nothing.
Chibnall says he'd like to see the church hierarchy adopt an ethical code of conduct for priests and other spiritual advisors, similar to that of psychiatrists, lawyers, and other counselors. But he says there was no acknowledgement from the church when the study was first published in 1998, and not recently when the St. Louis Post-Dispatch brought new attention to the story. And he's heard of no steps taken by the church to address the problem. Frustration at the church's lack of response to sexual abuse within religious orders can also be found in some of the comments in the surveys. One nun wrote, "I've distanced myself from the church and its hierarchical practices. I basically follow the teachings of Jesus in the scripture and let the boys be boys." Another wrote, "We are the battered women of the church." This week, 4 years after it was published, the bishops had their first comments on the survey. Their spokesperson, Sister Mary Ann Walsh, said the bishops were appalled and were referring the survey to a national review board.
The national review board, of course, primarily is dealing with the problem of child sexual abuse, but in trying to understand the issue thoroughly, we'll look at all forms of victimization, and where sisters were victims, then that would have to be considered too.
In the 4 years since the study was first published, a lot has changed in the American Catholic Church. Dioceses across the country have removed priests and reached settlements with victims. A cardinal has been forced to yield control of an archdiocese. And the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops says it's ready to begin talking about the issue of sexual abuse within the church's religious orders. Greg Allen, NPR News, St. Louis.